Oh, God.
We are not in a truck. We are on the intertubes.
That's interweb.
Right. It is not a big truck.
Interweb. Actually,
it's a plane hitting the side of a mountain.
Well, the streaming is working this week.
Fuck yeah.
Awesome.
So,
Yay. It's no longer underwater.
Hey, where did you see the Photoshop that...
I did.
That Cowboy Blob did.
Somebody needs to make turn me into Chewbacca.
I already said
that. I think
that.
I look pretty cute as Princess Leia. I gotta say.
You do. You guys all look good.
It's pretty cute. You need to be the Wookiee though, Weird.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Weird.
Especially
is definitely
since
the
I got my winter beard going because it's fucking freezing out.
Is it that cold already?
Oh God,
I'm so much taller than Luke Skywalker though.
Are you?
And less faggoty.
I'm offended. I don't have the long flowing locks. I want to be Mace Windu. That's who I want to be.
Who?
Ooh, good call. Yeah, Mace Windu, right up there with.
I have to confess, I've never seen the movie.
Well, yeah, that one's good.
I've seen like parts of it, but on cable when I was in middle school or something. But I've never seen.
I'm actually interested about the Disney one because certainly they can't fuck it up.
And no, they can't.
We were having a discussion in the lab about it and kind of debating the issue. And boy, we went back and forth for like a while. And I said, "See, look, I mean, we were geeking out like hardcore. You know, Mara Jade may have come up in conversation, and you know, I mean, seriously, you know, serious extended universe discussion." And I'm like, "See, there's plenty of story to be told." Just the big problem is that, you know, George Lucas sucks. He hit lightning in a bottle because he had to get the fuck out of his own way because he didn't have any money.
So and, it can't be any worse than Jar Jar Binks. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Well, I mean, my statement about George Lucas is that you've got, you know, George Lucas and Steven Spielberg, both, you know, young kids coming up through the ranks. Make a movie. They make a movie on a ridiculously limited budget. They have to cut a million corners off of their script and off of their vision to make. You know, I'm talking about Jaws and Star Wars here. You know the animatronics of the shark didn't work. There's all those scenes that Lucas had to cut from filming and all of these ideas. And the difference is that Spielberg goes, yeah, thank goodness I had such a limited budget because I ended up making a pretty damn good movie and everybody liked it. And and Lucas turns around and goes, oh, I didn't make a good movie at all and fuck you for liking it.
Yeah, honestly, I don't see how they could screw it up. I mean, keep in mind, Disney, you know, I was thinking, you know what, Disney... You know, let Jerry Bruckheimer loose with a Star Wars sequel, and you know that wouldn't be too bad. I mean,
well someone was saying since Disney also owns Marvel, then they got a little piece of Joss Whedon,
and that's
Joss
right.
Joss Whedon making a Star Wars movie.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Especially Joss Whedon's ability
I got a fanboy tingle out of that one.
Oh yeah,
oh my God.
I don't want to hear about your tingle, Alan.
I
could stand here a little
bit more.
I've been
kind of down on Joss Whedon lately.
Yeah, he's...
Fuck you, what? Joss Whedon. Yeah, after that commercial he made, that YouTube little thing that he made for Barack Obama.
Just oh, he's
fuck
a little
it. He's, he's I mean, that's standard issue Hollywood. I mean,
what... You know what? I know. I don't know. Has anybody else had this problem with the whole Hollywood thing? You know, I'm thinking, can I watch movies anymore? Can I listen to music anymore without being pissed off?
No.
Here's my thing.
That's why I don't do it.
Is like Hollywood I see is no different than anything else. You know, my mechanic may be an asshole. My plumber may be an asshole. My boss may be an asshole. But you know what? So long as the check's clear and, you know, and, you know, the work gets done, and all of that, you know what? That's what I hired them for. It's not, you know, I didn't hire them to make political commentary. I didn't hire them to influence an election. I didn't hire them.
Except
to do...
you don't see your plumber on YouTube. You know.
At least you hope not.
Yeah, really.
I mean, you porn. But dude's got game. What am I going to say?
so you're intimately familiar with your plumber, huh?
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, I've never seen it in person, but you know, the digital version. Yeah.
That's because he's behind you.
But. That's right. I mean, I don't like it. I don't like my porn looking back at me. That's why I don't like strip clubs.
Oh, well, okay. Hang on to that thought for 1 second.
I'm holding on tight.
And
yeah, I'd be careful about telling him that.
We're going Hand to check. Play some music. It's Thursday, November 8th, 2012. It's time for the Squirrel Report. The post-election post-mortem. Can I pop my mic a little more through the pop filter?
That was pretty good.
Yeah, well, pop.
You're just
pop, pop,
popping
pop.
Out all over the place.
I don't know what that means, but you sounded good.
The... Because Weird mentioned porn, and it made me think of the first thing I wanted to talk about, which was California has voted to eliminate the porn industry within the state of California. They passed the condom law that says all the porn actors must wear condoms, and which means they'll immediately move to Nevada.
Yeah,
or actually, so. it's just Los Angeles County, so they'll probably just either move like to Orange.
Yeah,
or
yeah, okay, Anaheim or no, it's yeah,
the next closest county with you know soundproof walls.
But I mean, I really wanted to talk about this one because you know this and the pot,
the porn,
and California continuing to have the death penalty. That one really interested the shit out of me.
And yet they still can't give Charles Manson the needle.
That's because they kind of love him.
Yeah.
He's like a tourist attraction.
Yeah.
Fucker sells a lot of t-shirts.
You know what? His mummified corpse could be a tourist attraction too.
Well, I'm sure they're betting on that.
Oh, that would be great to have a fucking Charles Manson.
They could have
Manson
like a whole Charles Manson
they could do,
museum.
They could do like Stalin. Or they could just like embalm him and preserve him and put him on display.
Put him on his
Lenin's tomb.
Yeah.
And charge guys $20 to ass rape Charles Manson's dead corpse. There you go. Talk about a deterrent.
I wouldn't ass rape him, but I'm not above giving him a dirty Sanchez.
This is what we're going to do. After you die. Embalmed, bent over, and used as a sex toy until such time as everything falls apart.
Which will be in
gross.
About 3 weeks. I gotta say, the voice of experience says, you know, corpses just don't hold up as well as living tissue.
The voice of experience. That's where the duct tape comes in, right?
You wrap them in duct tape.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean the
do we have the intro already?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
this feels totally pre-intro for me.
We're talking about ass raping mass murderers.
No, but pulling it back on the topic, you know,
yes,
with both
please.
Hands is the
we derailed weird.
No, I just got a pop up here, but
you had a pop up, huh?
Yeah.
Thinking about Charles Manson's dead corpse and ass rape.
Oh, it was Farm Dad. I'll figure out what he's
saying. Oh, you're thinking about Farm Dad. That's much better.
Why wouldn't I? He's a beautiful man.
He is a handsome bastard.
And he's got that wonderful bass voice. But the first up, I mean, you know, there's a lot of condoms in porn. It's actually kind of something I complain about because, fuck it, if I'm gonna be you know involved in some fantasy action here, part of my fantasy is no, I don't need to use proper protection. This is my fantasy world. I'm staying away from it. But still, the porn world is ridiculously safe. It's been decades. Since anyone's come down with a, you know, with a,
they all
with,
get herpes. Are you kidding?
Well, everyone has herpes. I mean, that's
okay.
That's a good point. It's like 70% of the population, or something ridiculous. It's one of those things of they can't screen for herpes because everyone tests positive.
The background alone.
No,
are you trying to tell us something weird?
No, children are getting it at birth from their parents. I mean, it's essentially kind of an unavoidable virus, and not everybody not everybody shows symptoms or all of that. I mean, herpes is really kind of a non-issue.
It's not supposed to hurt when you pee.
That's gonorrhea.
Yeah, I don't think herpes does that.
I don't even know where this show is going.
Yeah, I don't either.
I'm trying to go somewhere, but no.
Please go somewhere else.
Porn actors are screened monthly, if not more.
Weekly.
They're only engaging in sex with other people that are within the guild who are also screened. There's nothing going on.
Oh, really? You think they don't have relationships outside?
But I'm talking about in the industry.
Okay. Well, but even, porn stars can go home and do stuff off the clock,
Absolutely they can. But so okay. are you saying that you support the mandatory condoms?
I don't care. Whatever.
And then on top of that, what it also adds is, I mean, not only, you can't just say, oh, now there's a law. No, now there needs to be an entire regulatory force.
I'm surprised you're not moving to California and signing up to be the porn condom inspector.
Yeah, I don't really. It's kind of icky. I don't want my porn looking.
It's going to be the commissioner of condoms.
The condom commissioner.
Trojan.
No. I mean, if I was going to move to Colorado, to California, it would be to start Weird's porn studio in scare quotes, which would just be a brothel where people are producing master tapes and they can do with them as they wish. And it also means that I can have machine guns.
That's true for your Hollywood production.
Exactly.
All right. Let's move on.
Did we do the intro again?
Yeah, we did.
Play the intro again, Alan.
Do it again.
Do it again. Harder.
Please. Yes. Harder this time. Oh, Lord.
Oh, seriously. Play the fucking intro.
Do it again.
Harder, Alan. Harder.
And again. It's still Thursday night. It's still November 8th. It's still 2012. And Obama is still the president.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, come on. Like Romney would have been better than Obama.
Yeah.
He would have not been Obama.
He would have not been Obama.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's about it. But that's really all I was voting for anyway.
That's what I was afraid of.
Yeah. Not Obama. Yeah. You could have put that in a checkbox on the ballot. I would have checked that.
Yeah, not Obama.
Not Obama.
Me too. Really.
Yep.
But like, I don't care. Pick a name out of the damn phone book. Just not Obama.
See, that would be awesome. Have a selection that's like random U.S. citizen.
Like the Hunger Games. Only you get to be president.
Yeah. Ooh, there you go.
There you go. You just
picked. I would totally win that.
You have
a totally random pick.
You have 12 people that fight to the death to be president.
Ooh. Sorry. I like that idea a little too much.
And they do it on pay-per-view for $100 a week.
Yeah.
We could pay off the national debt. Ta-da. No, we couldn't, but ever.
You could do it like a reality show.
Not after Obama's done with it.
Yeah, it's going to have to be $200. Dollar don't go as far as it used to.
Right. All right, let's see.
I don't think being president is all that great.
It's not.
It's a shit job.
Oh, are you kidding?
And frankly, look at the Constitution. What's the first branch in the Constitution? It ain't the president. It's the Congress, and the Senate and the House of Representatives is defined first. And then the president. You know, the president was supposed to be just like the caretaker dude. You know, he's like the head of the administration. He wasn't supposed to be the king. In fact, they expressly said, you ain't the king. And Washington was like, nope, I'm not the king.
Well, to be fair, I mean the branches of government are equal, and the executive branch is essentially the only monolith there. So
that does
carry a certain degree of power because
Congress
and the Supreme Court, the legislature as a whole are always going to be arguing. There's always going to be dissent there.
Sure,
but the executive branch is a monolith. So. Well, if the president's arguing with himself, then,
the problem is that the bureaucratic state has grown so much that the president has more power than he should have.
Oh, absolutely.
And nobody says anything when he does executive orders.
Yeah.
Hey, executive order. Oh, okay. I'll just, I have a big issue with the executive orders.
Like the executive orders that we're going to be going to war with Iran, maybe?
Problematic.
Did you guys hear about the drone?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
No.
The drone last fucking week.
The one.
Yeah, that they sat on and wouldn't release to the public until after the election because, God forbid, something hold Barack Obama from being reelected. It's shocking to me. I have a huge problem with the media, and. It's like they just kind of – lying by omission is still lying.
Oh, sure.
For me.
If they know about a story that would hurt the president and they sit on it because they don't want to hurt the president, then that's lying. I mean it's a failure to do their job.
It's very simple. If the answer to the question, would they do this for George Bush, is no – plain and simple.
But the thing is, they wouldn't have even done this for Bill Clinton. They would not have. They would not have. Something, there has been some sort of tipping point with Barack Obama that the media has gone over and we can't rely on them anymore. I mean, it's just like...
Oh, you could never rely on them. You just didn't know it.
Okay.
Well, the media's always lied. They've always had an agenda. I mean, what was it? Hearst got us into the Spanish-American War. I mean,
you provide the pictures.
Right. The media has always lied. It's just nobody realized it or most people didn't realize it. Cronkite, that's the way it is. And he completely lied about the Tet Offensive in Vietnam. And, they've always lied. They're just more blatant and obvious about it now.
I'd wager I'd pose that it's almost better now because you just the default setting is they're lying.
Yeah,
There's no more. It's like the Russian Pravda. You can just take whatever they're telling you and flip it around, and that's pretty close to the truth.
Interesting because I saw a poll today, and most of the American public does not trust the media.
Nope.
However. They still kind of it seems to me that they allow the media to kind of form their opinions.
Well,
turn off your TV, people.
It's the same thing that
it's bizarre to me.
It's the same way that Congress and the Senate get such abysmally low ratings, yet people keep reelecting their congressman and senator. It's because it's all those other guys that are abysmal, but my guy's great. And news.
Hey.
So are you saying we've reverted back to kind of like this tribalistic my guy, your guy?
Yes.
I'll point out that Massachusetts overwhelmingly approved a referendum on term limits and reelected Ted Kennedy for the 14th fucking time on the same ballot.
Yep.
Way to go, guys. You really showed them, didn't you, stupid fuckers?
Or you got, what was it, Bloomberg, that just ignored the term limit.
Fuck it. Who needs a term limit?
Term limits are for governors. Bloomberg is a king.
God king, thank you.
Putin was over in Russia going, fuck, I wish I'd thought of that.
Damn.
Wait, Putin did think of that.
Putin was looking for some of that spray tan. I had this shit.
I'm pretty sure Putin got term limited out, and he's still running Russia.
Well, that's he had a proxy, and then he came back, and
Yeah.
That dude wrestles bear's naked, for Christ's sakes. He could be fucking Brian.
That's just for fun. There's lots of people in America that wrestle bears naked.
Bear and fuckers, snakes. Do you need assistance?
Salamander. Oh, yeah, God. I met him. He didn't actually rape any bears while we were there.
So our call-in number is 214-530-0036. And what we want to hear from you, should you call in, I mean, you can talk about whatever you want, but what we want to ask you is, in your opinion, why did Mitt Romney lose? Because I have heard, in the last couple of days, I've heard so many different theories, you know. I mean, it's just, everything from space aliens to, you know, whatever. I mean, everybody's got a different idea of why.
If you've got a space alien idea, you have to fucking call it.
Yeah, absolutely. So anyway, that number, 214-530-0036, and it's in the chat. And if you're listening to us and you're not in the chat, then damn.
Then fuck you.
And we've got a caller.
You're missing out.
Woohoo. This is Dennis.
Hey! Yeah,
hey, hello, folks. I figured I would be the first person to call tonight because the fellow named Miguel seems to be afraid of Brita.
Miguel has always struck me as a very wise man.
Yeah, it's...
I don't know why he would be afraid of you, because you're just a very...
He's never met me, you know. So he does not know how cute and small and harmless I am.
That's right. You're cute and sweet. I mean, you're such a sweetheart. Why would anybody be afraid of you?
and she smells faintly of flowers.
Oh, all right. So your question is, why do I think Romney lost?
Right.
That right there, I'm going to preface my why do I think he lost with a request to Jay. Okay. Don't bash the religious right so hard. Okay, and I'm not saying that because I'm offended that the religious right is getting bashed or blamed for, you know, Romney's trying to play up to them. I don't think that Romney's problem was the religious right. I also don't think that his problem was not conservative enough. I think that his delivery of his message was not succinct enough, and he wasn't really – he didn't seem to believe his own explanations for stuff.
There's a reason for that, because he didn't.
well, okay. Yeah, all right. Thank you very much, Weird. But, you know, I think that the message he was delivering was okay, and it could have won. I think that someone who, as I listened to him speak and as I listened to what he was doing, there's two sides of him that I saw. There's the businessman who's going to have to say what he has to say to get the job done. But part of it did seem very heartfelt. He does seem like an honest individual. Now, you know, I know a lot of people, or especially a lot of liberals, were like, oh, my God, he's lying about this, he's lying about that. But I really do think that in his heart of hearts, he wanted to get elected to actually try to turn things around. You know, he's one of the few people that actually wants that thankless job where you're going to get vilified, crucified, drawn, quartered, you know, every
except
day.
Except if you're Barack Obama.
Right.
Right.
What's that?
I said except if you're Barack Obama, because he hasn't suffered any of that.
No,
By the way, pronounce his name correctly, Brita. It's Bronk Obama.
Bronk Obama.
Yep.
I'm tired of Bronk Obama.
Brita,
teleprompter Jesus. Get it right.
There you go. I'm going to give it to you, Brita, that you are correct. Barack Obama does not get held, any liberal does not get held to the same standard. And they're not going to. I'm not quite sure that, you know, I see a lot of people saying, you know, what we need is a candidate that's more conservative, but no, what's going to happen is we're going to pick one because the RNC says we've got to go more to the left, you know. And then I hear people saying we've got to, you know, make sure that we leave the lady parts issue alone, or the vagina.
Oh God! Don't get me started, you know, please.
You know, it's like we gotta leave that alone. That's a non-issue. Abortion's going to happen. We gotta leave the gag issue alone. It's settled. Let's move on. But the thing is, when I hear somebody saying we can't move to the left, but then in the same breath is saying, and we've got to accept this and this and this and this, you are moving to the left. The thing is, you're just not moving to the left a lot. And that's not to say that I'm not a proponent of, you know what, two people want to get married, go ahead, get married. I could give a damn. All right? That's fine. That's perfectly fine. My problem is that the federal government should have their nose out of it. It's not the purview of the federal government to dictate, to try to legislate social change. I really do believe that social change has to happen within the societal structure. It cannot be legislated. When the people are ready to accept it, they're going to accept it. If they're not, they're not. And it should be a state-by-state issue. And I've had this argument once with somebody that we all know, Linoge, who lives only a few towns away from me now here in Tennessee, where I, you know, mentioned that, you know what, it's not such a bad thing if it's a state-by-state issue, because if you don't like something in one state, there's another state that allows you to do something. Move to that state. You know, if California, Oregon, and Washington are saying gay marriage is fine, fantastic. There's work out there. They allow you to do it. There's work out there, everything else. As long as they don't try to force a religious institution that says that's not our thing to do something, I'm okay with it. Mm-hmm. Okay? New York has accepted it. Massachusetts recognizes gay marriage now, correct, Jay?
Oh, they were the first.
Okay. You know, so there are places. But if somebody says, well, that's fine, but I like the view of the Grand Canyon, and I like this house on the top of this bluff where I can see the Grand Canyon in the distance, the same as Sarah Palin can see Russia, I can see that, and that's where I want to live, but I want to have gay marriage there too, so I'm going to force the feds to tell all the states that they have to do it. No, that's wrong. If that's what you want, and the people within that state say, this is great, you want to enjoy the view from your back porch, in our state, we don't do this, then that's just the way it is. That's why we have 50 sovereign entities bound together by a federal compact, an agreement,
right,
to come,
yeah,
together,
that's,
protect each other. It's going back to what originally was planned.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen.
But the
I got to cut you off on that. I mean, Dennis, you're stating some really, really great points, and I totally agree. I totally agree with what you're saying, and I totally get that. The big issue is, and I also absolutely agree that the government should get its fucking nose out of the marriage business. The only problem is that is like the world's biggest task on earth, because the government, the federal government, is so fucking entrenched in the marriage business. I mean, I filled out my income tax, and look, oh my God, I checked off that I was married, and my wife and I filed jointly.
Right.
I'm sure your wife and you filed jointly and entered your kids and
benefits,
all of that
social
stuff.
Security benefits are tied up in whether or not you're
married.
And
then, you know, let's say I go on and become a senator and I go through and all of that. If you're gay and a senator and then you die, you're married. You know, even if you're married, you know, Barney Frank is married now. Yeah, but when Barney Frank dies, his scumbag piece of shit widow is scumbag a piece of shit as he is.
Now, is he a widow or a widower?
I don't even care. I don't know. I don't know which one's the bull in that one. I'm not even going to figure it out. But I think they would both be widows.
Well, the federal law doesn't recognize that.
The federal law doesn't recognize it, and they get fucking nothing. I mean, that was one of what the fuck was his name? The state senator who died about 5 years ago, Jay, that
Gary Studs.
Ah, yeah.
He died. Okay. He was married to another man, and that other man is, they might as well not have been, because the federal government is in charge of his pension, and the federal government did not recognize his marriage. Didn't matter that he lived in a state, the first state that recognized gay marriage. Didn't fucking matter.
Yep. And that's why gay marriage is such a big deal. It's not because, you know, gay people can't live with each other if they want to. It's because of the federal benefits. And that's why these states that legalize it don't really matter, because it's not a state issue. It's a federal issue. The problem is not to get gay marriage legalized. The problem is to get the federal fucking government out of the paying for everything business.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
And you know what? I'd be fine with that. If the federal government wants to say, you know what, we're just not going to do this marriage benefit thing anymore. Forget it. We're just going to cut all that money out. Ooh. First, they'll save some money.
That was weird.
Okay. And then everybody is equal. And there you go. Now it doesn't matter anymore. I'm fine with that.
And meanwhile, I'll build a moon base.
I'd like a pony.
Yeah. And a unicorn.
Where's my unicorn?
Hey, thanks for calling, Dennis.
Hey, yeah. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, have a great evening.
You too. Bye.
I mean, that's a big idea. I mean, I absolutely agree with it. As I think that, you know, marriage in itself should either be, you know, your choice, a civil thing,
just make it a contract.
Just a contract of some sort. Whether you want to have it be, whether you want the church to be the witness in the contract, or whether you just want, you know, your brother or your sister, you know, it really shouldn't matter and all of that. But the problem is that it's not. I agree more morally with I see this as similar to my view on abortion. I'm a pretty staunch pro-life guy, but I'm no way, shape, or form ever want that issue touched with law, because it'll do far more harm than good. Declare abortion murder would be a prohibition. Prohibitions always cause more problems.
It's like the drug war. Anytime you get in the business of legislating morality, you're going to fail.
Yeah,
because your morals, you can't legislate them. You just can't. I mean, people will go. There's nothing. It's always doomed.
Yeah, and so, but it's one of those things of the. You know, at this point in time, it's a hell of a lot less work to just make gay marriage the same as heterosexual marriage than it would be to try to unravel all these fucking twisting strands that, you know, that people might not have even thought about that have to do with.
I got a better idea.
We should
just outlaw marriage.
Well, there's that.
That would make Jay happy.
As far as the gay marriage thing goes, I have no idea why the GOP will not look at the gay marriage thing as like a liberty issue.
Well, that's because the GOP as it stands, right? I mean, this is why Romney lost, is because the GOP is just as interested in liberty as the DNC is.
Yeah, not at all.
I understand that. But for me, the gay marriage issue is a liberty issue. You know, if you love someone and you want to get married, get married. That's your business, you know, and the state and the government should not be involved in that. You know, everybody knows I'm pretty conservative politically, but when it comes to gay marriage, I think it would be a good for everybody if gays were allowed to get married for a multitude of reasons.
Their taxes would be higher.
I don't know why.
Taxes, for one thing.
I don't know why they should be spared.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let them all, you know, enjoy marriage as we all experience it.
Yeah. Jay's for gay marriage because he hates the gays.
And it's a liberty issue. It's like, why is it even an issue? Why is the government even involved in this thing?
Because the government wants to be involved in everything.
Yes. Exactly. And can we please show that point to the liberals and say, look, government wants to be involved in everything.
Yeah, the government big enough to give you your free health care and your abortions on demand is big enough. Yeah, is big enough to do all the other shit you don't like either.
And I really think that the GOP, if they want to continue in the future, need to really back off from the social issues. And if they back off from the social issues and say, you know what, people can do with whatever they want with the social issues, and it's your life, and here we are scaling back the government, and we don't want to be in your life as far as that's concerned. We just want to, you know,
balance the budget, make the trains run on time,
right, and protect our borders, and
break shit,
yeah. Right?
Mint the money.
People will say, wait
pave
a minute.
The roads.
People will say, wait a minute. So the GOP is like, you know, where they're staying out of our business, but the Democrats are like, you know, telling
the Democrats
us
give free Obama phones
or light bulbs we want to have.
Yeah, except that it's you know, oh, we get free Obama phones and Obama's going to pay my mortgage.
Yeah, that's, right. That's the problem.
Yeah. I mean, you can't the fundamental reason I see as Romney having lost is that you've got Barack Obama who never actually says you're going to get all this free shit, but he lets people infer it. And, of course, nobody corrects him. The media never says, well, hold on just a second. And you've got Mitt Romney saying, I'm going to clear hurdles so that you can work harder and make more money.
Yeah.
People hear that. That they turn into Bader G. Krebs.
Yeah.
They hear that Bader G. Krebs and go, work!
They want longer unemployment and more disability.
I want to sit on my ass, collect a check, and then go to a fucking rally complaining about the wealthiest 1%. Hey, here's a newsflash. Fuck you. Larry Correa had a really great fucking analogy. It's a cart. The workers are pulling the cart, and we've got more and more people jumping in the back for a ride. And what they're doing, as there are fewer and fewer people pulling the cart, the people in the cart getting the free ride are going, hey, why are we going so slow? You lazy bastards, why don't you move a little faster?
Yep.
Eventually, we're going to get to the point where nobody's pulling the cart. And they're in the cart getting pulled, complaining about how much money the people pulling the cart are making.
We have another caller.
Yay!
And this is area code 571.
That would be me.
Who is me?
Tony, F-me.
Oh.
Hey.
Hi, Tony. Yay.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing great.
How are you doing, Tony? Tony's my buddy from Hudsick.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out what the hell happened in Ohio.
Don't blame me. Don't blame me.
Yeah. Brita drug her county into the red side.
My county went red. I got to say.
I can't blame that too much on here. The county I'm working in is Arlington County, which is like 95% Democrat. So they you know, they praise the great...
hey, it's the paycheck. Yeah, wait till sequestering happens.
Yeah, I was very, very upset when the numbers came in and everything. So, but anyway, I just wanted I was watching one of the TV shows, where they were showing all the media coverage, and they just bombarded Ohio with campaign ads from the beginning for over a year.
Yeah, it's crazy.
The thing I'm looking at right now is the White House and the other idiots at the other end of the block down there in that dome building. They need to just put away party politics, get working together with looking out for us guys. Because in my opinion, we need to fire them all, start from scratch all over, put new people in there.
Wouldn't that be nice? That would be
clear,
great.
Clean house.
Yeah.
I mean, only nice. If when we fire them, we fire them out of a cannon.
That would work. That would work. But, I mean, look at it. If you're running a business and you got somebody that's not performing, we haven't had a signed budget in 4 years. Get rid of them. You know, that's how I look at it.
Yeah. Well, that's the big mystery is, Congress has such an abysmal rating. You know, everybody thinks they're worthless, and yet everybody keeps, you know, the freaking Politburo of the Soviet Union had more turnover than the Senate in the United States. You know,
I mean, yeah.
People for whatever reason will not, you know, dump their senator and put somebody else in.
Well, you know, I mean,
no, we did.
Yeah,
we're the only ones that got rid of the incumbent. Yay! Now you got Granny Warren.
Yeah, I mean, I did my time in service, you know, in the military and everything, and you didn't go home till the job was done. I mean, these guys go, okay, break. We're going to take a, you know, a 3 month break and go back and play golf or whatever.
Yeah, but you got to remember, a politician's job is not to actually do anything. A politician's job is to get reelected. That's all they care about. Whether they, well, whether a bill gets passed, who gives a fuck? That's,
you know,
not.
That's why I say we clean house and don't start over. I mean, they complain about not having enough. You know, they can't support themselves out here in this area because the economy's so high. There's all these military bases they close. It's got housing on it. Put them on there. That's your perk. Put them on a 40-hour pay scale, just like the rest of them.
You get a bare wall, 2x4 and plywood barrack shack to live in.
Yeah, that would work.
Oh, I can hear you're playing us in the background.
I was gonna say,
I'm sorry.
Who's got the dude? Tune your radio down.
Yeah,
it would be nice to start from scratch and to fire them all and send them all home. But I, really, at this point, I don't think it's possible anymore.
Well, if I can also mention that the problem, a lot of times the problem with legislators is not the legislator themselves. It's the one level down infrastructure that's been created around the Senate and the House. And that's all the little aides and the campaign office managers and the people that write the bills and the lobbyists and all that kind of shit. They just, if you ever talk to somebody that's worked for a senator or anything like that, it's a fucking, you know, one of those, you know, spinning door things where, you know, you go in and out, in and out, in and out, and it's the same.
And it's just the pages.
And it doesn't matter who's the senator or who's the thing. Cause you know, these guys come in, they don't know what the fuck they're doing. They don't know how to do anything. And you know, they got a guy, they go look for somebody who's, you know, been the office manager for a senator for 20 fucking years and knows all the ropes and can do everything. Mm-hmm. And you know, the senator goes where they get told to, and they, you know, I mean, it's just, it's this infrastructure of apparatchiks that's actually running things. You know, senators don't write fucking bills and congressmen don't write bills.
Right.
Their flunkies do it or the lobbyists do it.
Right.
Well, to be fair, Alan, the problem with the congressional aides will be brought to a halt now that we have the mandatory condoms.
Yeah.
Well, I think in this past election, it was really funny that in our county, we had a woman running for, God, I don't even know what she was running for, but she had been kind of like the county something or another, and she term limited out from that. And so she decided she didn't want to get a real job. So she had to run for something else, county something or another. And so she had her, you know, name on other signs in people's yards, and she got reelected for something else.
She had
it was kind of like she was fine for our county, and she did okay, and she was a Democrat, but you know, she's like our Democrat.
Yeah.
So, she was great. And I actually, you know, I would drive down the street and I'd see people with signs in their yards for Romney and this woman, and I'm like, okay, she's a Democrat, he's a Republican. But I think this is Ohio. That's the problem with Ohio. Tony asked that when he called in, what the fuck happened with Ohio? There you go. Everybody in Ohio is like schizophrenic or something.
They also,
there's not enough Breida.
Also, that's more people voted for Sherrod Brown for senator than voted for Obama. That means a lot of people
really?
That voted for Romney did not voted for Brown instead of the
God.
Republican.
Thank you for telling me that. Now I really want to move out of this fucking state. I seriously, Sherrod Brown, I have no words. I'm sorry. I'm done.
Breida's clamped. I'm sorry, Brita. I'm sitting here from Massachusetts going, hey. You got nothing on us, kiddo.
Thanks for calling, Tony.
Oh, my God. Thanks,
Bye.
Tony.
Bye.
Yeah. I'm sorry. My U.S. representative was running a fucking money laundering business for his wife's brother in the Cayman Islands and got reelected over a gay guy.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, there was a Bob Barr style libertarian on the ticket as well who stole it from the gay guy because the
No, libertarians didn't take anything. No. Shut the fuck up. Just get in the back of the bus, goddammit.
Well, to be fair, Fishman was a Bob Barr libertarian. He got
I'm a libertarian because the Republicans don't want me.
He got his ass fucking beat to shit in the Republican primary because Rich DeSantis is a goddamn solid candidate. I absolutely love this guy. I mean, it was one of those when I first bought my house. Deval Patrick was attempting to push through the one gun a month and including high capacity magazines as your one gun. And I just immediately looked up my my representation because I just moved to the new town and saw he was my state senator at the time. And I sent him a quick email just saying, just moved here. Wanted to just ask for how you felt about that. And certainly within a day, but I think it was within hours, I got a response that was not the, as a supporter of the Second Amendment, I believe that they're sporting and, you know, that standard boilerplate, you know, Scott Brown bullshit, fucking communist, that someone will just say of the, oh, this guy's obviously pro-gun, so I'm going to blow some big ass smoke, you know, some smoke up his ass and get him to vote for me next. No, it was an honest to God, you know, straight from the heart kind of response. And then like a week later in the mail, I got a hand signed letter from him just saying, thank you for calling. It was, you know, really good. And I wanted to say, I'm supporting this bill and all that.
And it was a picture of his wiener.
I wish he was still in the closet.
Hey, that call-in number, 214-530-0036. You can call in and tell us what you think. We'd be glad to hear it.
Yes, we would.
But yeah, but no, the libertarian was one of those quote-unquote libertarians, just like, you know, oh, I'm a libertarian because I'm a hardcore left-wing, you know, progressive Democrat, but I also own guns and I think that's okay. Or the... I'm a hardcore daddy state Republican, but I smoke pot occasionally, so I'm a libertarian.
Well, I think that one of the big reasons Romney didn't, I mean, I don't know the underlying, I mean, the reason why there wasn't the turnout of Republican voters in this election. Somebody's going to have to do, you know, they're going to have to do market research to figure that shit out. But if you look at the numbers, just the raw numbers of who turned out, you know, Romney did not get as many people voting for him as McCain did in 2008.
Right. Well, I have heard a lot of Republicans saying, well, Barack Obama has done the impossible. He made me vote for McCain and Romney. Yeah. So there might be an element of that where people are like, fuck it, I'm not voting for Romney.
Well, and that's the thing. Yeah. Is, you know, he was a, frankly, you know, he won the, you know, not Obama thing. But he, other than that, he was a pretty shitty candidate.
He didn't inspire people.
And well, yeah. And honestly, he didn't have the, you know, McCain was a rhino and McCain, you know, but. You know, frankly, McCain was, you know, had the war hero thing and, you know, he, you know, a lot of people identified with that. And McCain was never the, you know, the liberal governor of a liberal state that introduced a statewide, you know, insurance.
Yeah.
Thing.
Romneycare.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. The two biggest things that the Republican candidate could have hammered Barack Obama on were gun control and Obamacare. Mitt Romney,
yeah.
Are you shitting me?
Yeah,
I mean, that's exactly why. I mean, I've been extremely vocal about the fact that, honestly speaking, I mean, I voted for Gary Johnson because I just,
you had the luxury to, because it didn't matter.
I absolutely had the luxury to. And I told people the day before the election, I said, look, my state's going for Obama. There's just, that's the goddamn truth of the matter. Same thing with, you know, Alan, your state went for Romney, and
right.
Nobody had any fucking doubt that was going to happen.
Right.
But, so I had that luxury. And the bottom line is I just showed up to vote for Rich Desai and for the various people. And, you know, I did show up to vote against Pocahontas.
I think in this election, the down ballot races were actually more critical than the president.
Yeah. That's what I showed up for. But in the end, when I went home and was watching the stuff then, I honestly was hoping for President Obama, because I didn't have any good chance. I didn't have any good choices, but I got to tell you, I am vastly more afraid of a President Romney than a President Obama, because
that's interesting.
Because I've lived under Governor Romney, and I've lived under Governor Deval Patrick, who is the goddamn identical twin to Barack Obama. Take Barack Obama and shrink him by like a foot, and you've got Deval Patrick. And Deval, just like Barack Obama had his supermajority, and he fucking lost it. He let it slip through his fingers. Deval Patrick has fucking Massachusetts, and he's done nothing as a governor. And
that's not true. What? He raised taxes.
He did raise taxes, and Romney raised fees. So it's one of those things of the overall even though Deval Patrick is openly hostile to everything I hold dear, because he's more interested in going on vacation and selling his book and doing all these narcissistic things. He's more interested in feathering his own personal nest than actually doing his job as governor. He's been better for Massachusetts than Romney was. Romney's a guy that he's a businessman. He's goal oriented. He's here to do a job, and by God, he's going to fucking do it. If you hire him to do a job, he's going to do it. The problem is that he's a fucking rhino, and he's a fucking daddy state Republican, and all of this stuff. And so he's going to do it, and he's a charmer. And so he was able to talk to the Massachusetts legislature and get them to do things. And furthermore, he has an R next to his name. So as president, he'd be able to talk to, you know, the Rand Pauls and people like that, who I think are fucking awesome. But he'd be able to talk, I guarantee he would be able to talk a bunch of staunch small government Republicans into adding another, you know, Department of Homeland Security to it. I was vastly more afraid.
Well, shit, they already did it once.
Yeah, exactly.
They'll do it again.
Exactly. Is people talk about, oh, now we're going to see the real Barack Obama. He's going to be unfettered by the re-election.
Nah, we've already seen
Barack
the real
Obama
one.
I think after his inauguration, his swearing in January, I think we're going to be able to put his face on a fucking milk carton. I think he's going to take off to places with sun and sandy beaches.
He's going
to
go on vacation.
Why the fuck does he care? He's fucking president. He can make his speeches to sycophantic crowds that are going to cheer and fucking fellate him. And he, you know, I mean, you know, the only thing that's going to happen is essentially we're going to be sending troops into Iran and Libya, because the Pentagon's going to say, Mr. President, we need your signature on this. And he's going to put down his Mai Tai just long enough to slam the rubber stamp down on the table.
And that call in number again, 214-530-0036. Call in. Da, 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 da.
The only reason I wanted Romney was because it'd be nice for the fucking media to do their goddamn job again.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Benghazi is what really pushed me over the top. It's the Benghazi is what got me to pull the fucking lever for Romney, because that is just so egregious.
That is true.
Richard Nixon was on the edge of impeachment and being removed from office because of a goddamn break-in at a hotel.
Right.
Barack Obama sits and watches our citizens die, does nothing, and is not held accountable for it. And that is unconscionable.
And not just in Libya, but in Mexico.
Yep. Yes.
And then furthermore, I mean, they didn't do the whole Mormon thing, you know, the whole, you know, bashing the LDS in this campaign, which I was very appreciative of, because come on, dude. But back in 2008, you know, during the primary, there was all this talk about, oh, you know, the, you know, black members weren't allowed into LDS, you know, up until the 70s and all of that stuff. Meanwhile, Trinity United just looked the other way. Our Romney was part of a church that, you know, back when he was a kid wouldn't let blacks serve in the upper echelon. Meanwhile, Barack Obama was married and had his kids baptized in a church that's nothing about the Jews are causing the turmoil to the world. We got to kill all the white people, and goddamn America. And it wasn't just people were just saying that was just those couple of sound bites, but no, there was a group of people that they put all the sermons up on their website. And there was a group of people that listened to like a whole ton of them. And I went through and I spent like a couple hours one evening when I had some time to kill. And I listened to a few of them. And I, you know, had to skip through all the singing and all that, you know, festivities. But every single sermon, I just was grabbing sermons at random. Every single sermon had something to do with bashing whites, with bashing Jews, or with bashing America. This was an every fucking week occurrence. And the media looked the other way. The bottom line is that I have very little doubt that Barack Obama hates whites. I mean, it's just in the water there.
Well, that's the whole liberal thing. I mean, liberals are all about minorities and Palestine and anti-America, and America is evil empire throughout the world. I mean, these are the ideas that he's been raised with.
Yep.
You know, this has been his foundation from the time he was a child. I mean, if you look at his grandparents that who raised him,
communists,
in a way.
Yep.
You know, it's not a secret. If you just look at it, this is his worldview. And throughout his life, he has been enabled and encouraged in this sort of mentality. So we have a president who thinks that the America is the evil empire.
And let's be fair. I mean, this is, you know, he's not like an extremist, quote unquote, you know, in those views. I mean, that's the big thing.
Dennis made the point exactly.
Dennis called up to say, "Hey guys, go easy on Romney. I think he's a good guy and all that." But then he turned right around and said, "I don't really give a fuck about if gays marry or not." Is the bottom line is that Romney was just kind of there, but not really representative of any of us. None of us saw ourselves as a Romney type guy. Nobody anywhere went, yeah, this Romney guy's got a lot of good ideas.
Nope.
Right.
Meanwhile, on the, you know, on the progressive side of it, people are like, yeah, fuck those white people. Kill those fucking Jews.
Kill Whitey.
Yeah. Well, it's the Zionist military industrial complex.
The day after Barack Obama won re-election, you know, it was trending on Twitter. Fuck white people.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, we got a caller.
Yeah.
So I mean, that Romney lost because he did not represent his base in any way, shape, or form, and Obama absolutely positively did. This is exactly the guy that they want to be president, and Romney was never in a million years the guy that any of us wanted to be president.
Yep.
And when you stack that,
he's not in my top.
The best he had going for him was he wasn't Obama. I mean, and that's not a win.
The only thing he had going for him was that he was not Obama. That's the only thing.
Yeah. Hey, I got an idea. Let's say hi to our caller.
Hi, caller!
Go ahead.
Greetings, humans.
Hello.
It is I.
MDev.
No.
It's not him. Davey Miller.
Davey Miller.
Yeah.
Just kidding, JBG.
So I think that Romney, it seemed like every time he would open his mouth, he'd lose another demographic, you know, and they started piling up. I mean, you know, first of all, right out of the blocks, he completely lost all the people that would just throw every Democrat lever no matter what. Didn't even pay attention to the issues. They were voting Democrat, you know, those types. And then he started going after Planned Parenthood and Roe v. Wade. Instantly, there was an entire demographic of single-issue voters that's it. I don't care. You know, I may not even like Barack Obama. I hate what the economy is going, but I'm a single-issue voter. Click, I'm hitting that lever.
Yeah, those people are never going to vote for a Republican either, though.
Right. Well, I think
I don't
that
care. They're not going to do it.
In a situation where I thought initially the economy was going so bad.
Yeah,
you know,
things
were getting so fucked up. The price of gas, people losing their jobs, the unemployment rate so high. I thought that a lot of people who would worry about those kind of issues maybe impacted enough in their lives that, you know, they would vote for Romney or vote against Obama anyway, because, you know, 4 years having everything get worse is bad. So, and also there was record turnout by minorities. There was, you know, I was watching something on TV. They were talking about all these people who, you know, voting for Barack Obama was the first time they had ever voted ever.
In 2008.
Right, in 2008. And in this election, they came out again. And there was a record Hispanic vote that was all for Obama. And, you know, it's all the, you know, gimme crew that, you know, says, hey, man, I just... You know, if Romney gets in there and starts cutting everything, you know, I'm not going to be getting me my free government cheese.
Well, that's the thing. There's, you know, Romney, you know, the press played it up as a gaffe. But the truth is there is 47% of the population that's not going to vote for a Republican no matter what, because they're, you know, they're happy getting their hand out, you know.
And,
they're afraid of a Republican because that the gravy train will end.
Yeah, the same thing happening in Maine is that you know, they've got Republican Governor Paul LePage there, and his big thing is, I'm gutting this bitch. I'm, you know, our state is broke. We're losing jobs. Maine's in horrible shape, and it's one of those things of the everyone knows it too. You know, it's not like anyone's saying, oh no, we've got plenty of money, we've got plenty of stuff going around. Everyone knows that it's in tough shape.
Yep.
But suddenly, when it comes to, you know, when it comes to, you know, cutting the gravy train off, they fucking revolt.
Greece
is the word. Oh wait,
it is. Well, it's the same thing that's happening. Greece is the future of America. It is.
We're heading that way.
The people that sit around and get shit for free are going to fucking riot when the gravy train stops.
Yep.
I forgot who said it, but yeah, the democracy will always fail when the people realize they can vote themselves free money.
Yep.
Yep. And that's the thing. Eventually, it's going to hit a point where they can't give that free stuff anymore.
Yep.
And that's the scary thing.
Stock up on ammo.
Way ahead of you.
Well, hey, at least Republicans won't be in charge when it happens.
Hey, thanks for calling, JD. We got somebody else on the line here. So let's,
another caller.
Thanks.
Bye. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Thanks, JB.
Yeah, we got another caller. We had callers stacked up, and this is Jason Kerr.
Hello, fellow mourners.
Hello.
Hiya, Jason.
How are y'all?
Good.
Good.
Wien's okay.
We're wicked pissa.
Fucking right, dude.
And turn down your radio.
Yes, please.
Will do. Sorry. Excuse me for my tongue being numb. I've been eating ice cream and ice because we're going through that typical Texas winter here.
Oh go to hell.
Mean.
I need to bring you today.
I got to dig up all my flowers this weekend because the snow killed them.
Brita, we need to remember this in July and August. When it's like 180 degrees in the shade.
I don't know. I don't have air conditioning. I suffer through every season. I don't have air conditioning, and it sucks in the winter. So, yeah.
Well, Brita, you need to go
Brita,
spend
you should
$50 bucks at the local
that
home desk.
I need to move.
Yep. This is true.
That's right. You got to move to the North Carolina mountains.
North Carolina?
Oh, yeah. Asheville, the weather is awesome all the time.
Okay.
I see Brita as more of a Hawaii kind of girl.
No, that's talk about voting for free shit. That's Hawaii.
Yeah. Plus, well, plus
made Texas.
Frankly, if
then
you're,
she could wear a bikini year round, and Alan and I could watch.
There you go.
Score.
I like that. Deal. I like the way this man thinks. Yeah, you don't want to be in Hawaii if you're not a native or a something else. The Howleys aren't popular over there.
No. Yeah, Christina was telling Mrs. Weird and I all about that the other day.
Yeah, you want to talk about a racist bunch of people? Damn.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, so why did Romney lose?
Why did Romney lose?
Yeah.
Because he conceded. he could have fought in about two or three states, and if nothing else, gotten
the literalist
under 270. But it looked like he could not wait to concede.
Yeah, it kind of looked like that to me too. I think I think he believed his polling that said he was going to have a landslide. And what they were saying was he did not even write a concession speech ahead of time. You know,
he was listening to Boar Patch too much.
Yeah, it may be, but the thing is we were waiting for Florida, Virginia, and Ohio because that was going to be the key.
And Pennsylvania.
And well, Pennsylvania went early, but Ohio and Florida especially were just back and forth and back and forth.
There was enough inky stuff going on in Pennsylvania.
Well, yeah, but
they probably could tie that up for a while.
Yeah, but the whole, here's the thing, and I'll give Romney mad props for being a stand up guy, as a person. He is probably one of the best people, you could have. I mean, he does shit off, he gives people the shirt off his back and doesn't ask any credit for it, and I don't think he was going to be one of those guys, frankly, he's not a Democrat. He's not going to tie up the election in the country for weeks while the lawyers fight it out over a ping and chads and bullshit like that. And when it got to the point where, they waited until, it was obvious that Ohio and Florida were not going to come their way, and he went ahead and conceded, sure, I guarantee goddamn to you, if it had gone the other way, if it was that close in Romney's favor, Obama would still be litigating today, and we still wouldn't know.
There'd be lawyers parachuting into Ohio and Florida.
Right. So
it would be hand and breed of shotguns. Look, right. Skeet.
So, he did a Nixon, he gave in for the good of the country, which, good for him.
Well, I beg to differ on that. If he really wanted to serve his country, he would still be working on it right now.
I'm not so sure
I don't think it would have been much of. But then again, I'm not sure if a Romney presidency would have been much of an improvement.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm not so sure he's not sitting back going, "Oh, thank God I didn't win."
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because now the train wreck is not going to be his fault.
No, but it'll be Bush's fault.
It's always Bush's fault.
Even if Biden wins in 2016 and wins the election, they're going to be calling it'll be Bush's
president,
fault in 2024.
President Biden. Oh, fuck.
Speaking of that, one of the other boards I'm on put up a pretty interesting question. Uh-oh. Who are the Democrats going to run in 2016?
Started with that. And everybody's going Hillary Clinton. And I'm like, Hillary Clinton's going to be like 78 years old.
It ain't
going
to be Hillary.
No.
Hillary
and Bill will be too busy to run because they're going to both be on the Supreme Court.
No, not Bill. He's been disbarred.
Yeah, Bill's been disbarred. He can't.
If you get a
presidential, you know, if the president nominates you for Supreme Court, you don't have to be a lawyer to be on the Supreme Court.
I don't think William Howard Taft was practicing when he got nominated.
Yep.
Elizabeth Warren was practicing without a license. Yeah. She got elected in mass. Yes,
there you go. Hey, thanks for calling, Jason.
Thank you. Have a good week.
Okay, bye. Now, there's another topic, since we're rolling over into a new hour. There's another topic and another thing, why did Romney lose thing is, the Democrats took 2008 as the new way, the new world order kind of thing. And the Republicans were looking at it as a fluke because they said, hey, 2010, we won. And it turns out the Democrats were right because, that's the way things are. And Breida mentioned that, this has very much to do with the long march through the institutions.
Do you want to explain that?
No, but you can.
Oh, okay. I can. The long march through the institutions is this idea of, people are going to freak out at me saying this, but cultural Marxism. Where there was this idea to have this takeover of society, start through culture, the schools, the media, arts, that sort of thing. And to create a society that's dependent on the government, you have to start, you can't just throw people into this situation where they automatically say, oh, I need the government's help. It's like a gradual progression,
frog in the boiling pot thing.
Right. It's like, destroy the family, in culture, get rid of the idea that you need to have this family structure. And then when people find themselves without support within the family, they turn to the government for help. And so it's like progression through the institutions. And so, you have this destruction of the family, and then I don't know how to explain it. It's like through education and the media and all sorts of things. It's like
Hollywood,
and then people find themselves thinking, and it's a cultural thing. It's like people think that, oh, this is just a known thing. Oh, government is good. Government will help us.
Right.
And this was shown, this week or yesterday that this chart came out that people think that Obama versus Romney, Obama cares about them.
Yeah, by like something like 83%.
81 to 13%. Yeah. I mean, it's like sick. It's like a sick thing. And you think, where does this idea come from?
Yeah. Because politicians don't give a shit about anybody except themselves.
Either way.
Yeah.
And you think, where does this cultural idea, it's over 80% of people think that Barack Obama cares about them specifically. People like them specifically. So you think, where does this idea come from? It has to be cultural. It has to be like through the media and through schools and liberal education and that sort of thing. And it has culminated to the point where 80-some percent of people think that the government cares about them. Really?
Yeah. Well, you've got, this long march through the institutions is not a theory. It's since the collapse of the Soviet Union and you've had all these ex-KGB operatives that have come out and gone, oh, yeah, we did that. You know, too bad it took so long, because damn. You know, it's, you know, they had the express intent of taking over the cultural, you know, the schools and the media and Hollywood and, you know, all those things. I mean, it's no secret that the what was it, the Frankfurt School, the communist
Frankfurt School
in out of Germany, set root in the educational institutions in the United States. And that's where you got, starting in the 60s, you got this whole, this new wave of teaching where they didn't care about, the facts didn't matter, how to solve problems didn't matter. You know, it was, you know, how do you feel about it, you know?
Right, and exactly. That's, I mean, that's where it's come to, where feelings and perceptions are more, seem to be more important than the actual facts.
Yep.
And also, it's a, you know, a thing of the, you know, in, it, you know, push out individuality and push towards, you know, group work. I mean, you know, that's the whole basis towards, I mean, kindergarten's not an English word. That's based on that same German school.
Yep.
You know, that it was
take the kids out of the family earlier and earlier and earlier. You know, you had kindergarten and then preschool and then day, you know, morning daycare, you know, daycare for infants. And, you know, now you got generations of people that have not been raised by their own family.
Yep.
They've been raised by the state.
Also, they've been raised to respect authority among everything. I mean, I've made this, I think it might have even talked about this, like, way back in the LiveJournal days, but I mean, I used to work in a daycare, and one of the most startling things I saw at the daycare was we had all sorts of different kids. We had kids of all sorts of different colors, and, you know, from, you know, poor families to super duper crazy rich families, and kids that had all the new toys and all the nice clothes. And we had kids that would come in with shabby, horrible clothes. We even had kids that were they weren't developmentally disabled, but there were definitely some kids that were way behind developmentally as of all the other kids and all that. And the kids that got the most ridicule were the ones that the teachers had to speak to more often. Is, oh, your, you know, authority figure doesn't quote unquote like you as much. Well, you're the one that I'm not going to play with. You're the one that I'm going to make fun of. It's, you know, it just, it's teaching that, you know, yeah, the you've got to, you know, the you know big, you know, big daddy in the sky is the one that you've got to trust and obey and respect.
Yep. And we got a caller.
And it's
MDev.
Hello.
Hello, MDev.
Hey, Jamie Miller.
can you guys hear me, or do I sound craptacular?
You sound craptacular, but we can hear you.
Oh, well, hold on. I can fix that real quick.
Awesome. I like fixing quick.
Oh, okay. This should be better now.
A little bit better.
A little bit.
Oh, well, here I was blaring it on my new headset.
Go ahead.
It's a good kind of crappy.
Fair enough.
It's Pabst Blue Ribbon crappy.
Oh, wow. So yeah. That's just like college all over again. Best 10 years of my life.
I didn't know you were a doctor.
7 years of college down the drain.
So, now that I got to call in on the such upbeat, amazing, you know, motivational speech given by Brita. I'm depressed and I'm driving, so I can't reach the window.
I do what I can.
Brita's merely the conduit. Don't blame her.
You know what, Brita? Depressed and driving, aim for the telephone poles.
So I work for a public transit agency, so the last 2 days have been really tough for me not to shout, you know, profanities out of my coworkers when they're explaining.
Okay. Yesterday, I was sitting at my desk at the library.
Yeah.
And I looked up, and there was a woman looking at me. And she raised her arm, and she snapped her fingers at me. And she said, "Can I get some help over here?"
I'm surprised you let her live.
I... Honest to God.
I'm surprised she still had fingers to snap.
Rita, that is you wearing of when you could say zip it, cunt.
Rita, are you wearing high to a coat? It's
painful for me to continue in my job. That, yeah. So go ahead. I understand him, Dev. I feel ya.
Rita, you literally could break your foot off in someone's ass.
I totally could, except I need to walk, you know.
Yeah, that's true. You'd have to get it back. You could put it on like a fishing line.
What's great, Brita, is you've got a spare. Just bring the old leg along with the new one, and just, you know, switch over to your backup leg and break the foot off into the ass.
Yeah, go ahead, MDev. Tell us your pain.
Go ahead, MDev.
Well, no. So it's funny because there's been a few. There's been a few discussions about, oh, you know, how do you feel about this and how do you feel about that? And my answer's been the same. And it was simply that on Monday, I bought a new AR-15, and on Tuesday, I realized it was a great investment. And that's been my kind of divining rod on where somebody is or you know, their reaction to that. And, you know, some people have been, oh, my God, what do you need one of those for, you know? And then other people are like, holy crap, that was a good idea, you know. Can you still find CMAQ around, you know? And I was like, well, I just ordered 10 of them off Midway, but, you know, get them now, you know, whatever. So that's my new defining rod question, you know.
Emda, buy a few extra for me, just in case.
Just in case you ever leave Massachusetts?
Just in case you can ever leave.
That's not a question, but in case they make them illegal before I leave Mass, I'd like some new ones.
Oh, I see. Well, you know, it was funny because the first thing I did, I bought the rifle at Cabela's. So I just kind of picked up, like, one of every kind of magazine they had, you know, to kind of try it out. Except they didn't have any PMAG at Cabela's. And I basically figured out that everything that's not a 20-rounder or a 30-rounder stuck. Like, all the 5- and 8-rounders and 10-rounders I bought just are a piece of shit. So they all went back in exchange for more PMAG money.
Excellent.
But, you know, hey, you know what? If I can't do it with 30 rounds, then there's 30 more. So, and it came in a hard case that I've already covered in Velcro to hold all the mags on the outside, case is like barely big enough for the right. So that was the exciting part of my week, and it was just you know, I was sitting watching lecture returns, and I announced to my wife that I wasn't going to bed until we knew who the president was, which I felt was going to be about 2 a.m. And by 8:30, I was like, well, fuck this shit, I'm going to bed.
That's yeah. You.
That was me about 11 o'clock, I was like, well
yeah.
Me too, but I was completely shit-based, so
it was
one at a time.
Romney could win, but I wouldn't be able to read it.
God, it was like the polls I had been reading for so long were like, hey, Romney's up, yay. And then something happened. I wasn't sure. I was like, you know, election night, I was like, what the fuck happened? Maybe I was reading the wrong polls. I don't know.
Rita, what? Happens.
Happens. Oh, God.
That's a good bumper sticker.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny because I've been reposting the quote from Daddy Bear, of that, you know, basically said, like, until we stop putting these milquetoast, you know, middle of the road assholes out there, we're not going to win.
Yep.
And I strongly feel that way. And the only statistic that I read that proves my point is that Romney got less votes from Republicans than McCain.
Yep, that's right. Yeah. He didn't. He wasn't exciting enough to get people out and voting for him, and that's pretty much why I lost.
And the way I look at it, even those of us that grinned and bared it and said, you know, okay, whatever, we'll deal with it, we'll check that box. In 2004 and in 2008, I was putting in 30 hours a week at my local, you know, campaign office, and I was knocking doors, and I was doing the rest of it. And this election, I said, well, I'll check the box, but that's about as much as you're getting out of me.
Yep.
And, yeah, you know, I look back, and I go, how many other people were like me that would have knocked a door, that would have made a phone call, that would have had the uncomfortable conversation, and you know what I mean? And if it were Herman Cain, who I liked in the primary,
hell,
I would have definitely been putting my, you know what I mean? I would have been knocking doors. I would have been whatever. And then never mind the fact that it would have changed some of the demographic politics and whatever. You know, and that would have been funny. And the only time I went off on somebody at work, and luckily it was in a private break room, and, you know, they don't hate me too much, is when one of my coworkers said that he actually liked Romney's policies, and he liked, you know, not being bent over for more taxes, but he just couldn't vote for the white guy when the black guy was an option.
Oh no!
And I told him that was the most racist thing I had heard in, you know, 6 months.
I already know the answer. What color was his coworker?
Actually, he was the picture of white guilt. He was as white as they come from public schools, and he was very how do you want to say he felt guilty about being white.
He should have said he could vote against the white half of Barack Obama.
Well,
judging someone by the color of their skin is it racist at all, so long as they're black?
Yeah.
Well, absolutely. Didn't you know that? Gosh.
Yeah.
CNN just told me that.
Thanks for calling, MDev.
Yeah, no problem.
Have a good night.
Good luck to you guys, and Brita, I feel your pain. I feel your pain. Working with the public sucks.
It really does. I'm glad you're with me, MDev. Thanks.
See ya. Yeah, that calling number, 214-530-0036. So, yeah. I mean, you know, the thing is you got, you know, on the one hand, you got this, you know, multi-generation, you know, freeloader mentality people that are, you know, for whatever, you know, and it's, you know, it's the Democrats are a coalition party, you know, they've got, you know, they got a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and a little, you know, I mean, it's, but it's all, you know, of a theme, you know, it's got, you know, you got the people that want more unemployment. You got the people that want more that are scared of, you know, having their tampons made illegal. I don't know where the fuck that came from. That just
fucking tampons.
That just
what the
boggles
hell
my
that?
Mind. I don't understand it at all. You got the ones
there
that are like,
what,
you know, I need
like
my free
rumor
birth
on the internet
I,
that said Romney's going to take away your tampons. Yeah, was that what happened? Because
I don't know.
I'm still trying to figure that out.
Yeah, I don't know where this
Rita,
shit comes
by the
from.
Way, pronounce it correctly. It's tampoons.
Tampoons. Okay. What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Turn off your TV, people.
Isn't that something they used to... Is this a Nancy question? The tampon. Isn't that something that used to go in a cannon? To
what?
Swab out the cannon? No, I'm serious.
Nancy, call
it's,
in.
It's the big... It's the thing they used... Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's
I
a cannon.
Know. For me, it's the it's the large cylindrical instrument used to clean out the bilge of a boat.
Yeah.
Is that what they call boat cheese?
Yeah.
I don't want to know.
Well, you know, that's the thing. When I heard people that I consider, you know, smart, intelligent people saying, if we elect Mitt Romney, women won't have access to birth control. I'm like, what fucking planet are you on? The government's not going to pay for it. There's a chance, a very small chance, the government might reduce funding for it, but they're not going to make it illegal. And
yeah, I had a
hit the nail on the head. Turn off your damn television.
Yep.
I had a coworker say, I had a very, very liberal coworker say, on election day, you know, she was taken off because the rain was starting to freeze on the roads. And she said, all right, I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. and just so you know, if Romney wins, I'm moving to Canada. And I'm like, what the fuck would would Romney do that would be? It just.
Oh, they were threatening that with Bush too, and I get
all that, but at least at least Bush was a little bit of a firebrand. At least Bush, there was some legitimate reason. If you were a super liberal, to fear. I mean, he was a big talk cowboy hat wearing guy. There was at least something to be scared about with Bush. With Romney, it's come on, man. It's just a fucking stuffed shirt.
Oh, but he cut someone's hair in high school.
Yeah. Bully.
I love how they had every fact about Mitt Romney's high school years, and yet still can't find anything about Obama at Occidental College. Yeah.
Not even proof that he went there.
Yeah, they could tell you, Columbia, even. They could tell you what grades George Bush got.
Yeah.
But they couldn't interview a single person that knew Barack Obama.
Yeah, couldn't find any. None.
Not a single person. But, you know, again.
Yep. Yet another reason to have Republican presidents.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's really.
Fucking media will do their fucking job.
The only reason for voting for Romney was because, you know, it'd be nice for us to actually have scrutiny. You know, it'd be nice for the Fourth Estate to actually do their damn job.
Yeah. Boy, you want to talk? You want to. It's funny, you know, if Romney had won, the first news stories on Wednesday would have been, God damn, this Romney economy sucks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
It totally would.
It would have been.
Fucking unemployment's insane, and the inflation, and what the fuck is the Fed doing, and oh, my God, drones.
Yeah. It would have been the same amount of time between Romney winning and that happening as it was between Obama winning and, hey, how about that UN treaty on gun control?
How about some tax increases? How about some, you know, woohoo? How about some juicy regulations? How about a shitload of layoffs that the announcement got held off on until after the election? And, woo.
Again, not surprising.
Yep.
They've been in the tank since 2008. I bring it back to George Bush is the least qualified person to ever run for president. And then, Barack Obama, he's just dreamy.
Yeah.
Bush was the president of the third, at the time, largest state in the damn union.
Yeah. One of the top economies in the world.
And he's not qualified to be president. Barack Obama was senator for what? Eight, nine hours?
And avoided voting on anything as much as he could.
No, that's not true. He voted. He voted.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like some of our Massachusetts legislatures that don't even fucking show up.
They show up. They're just drunk.
Yeah. Yeah, and sorry, Jay, Ted Kennedy's still not sober.
He most certainly is.
No, he's not.
You do a blood alcohol content, it will come back zero.
Yeah, zero blood.
But Jay, what do you think? JFK's eternal flame lit by slowly burning Teddy.
Oh, no.
What do you think they embalmed him with? They didn't bother with formaldehyde. That's Chavis.
Yeah, that's right.
Chavis. They didn't even bother embalming him. They said, shit, this will never rot.
He's already embalmed.
Quick, put him up next to Manson's corpse. Oh, look, there's Barney Frank. Oh, God,
you know Barney Frank would actually be first in line. He just butt fucked that Ted Kennedy's dead corpse real lovingly.
Been waiting for that all his life.
Oh, good Lord!
This is the best fucking show on the internet. You know, best goddamn podcast.
Gay necrophilia. I was
looking at my mom has downloaded the podcast app for her iPhone. And she gets the squirrel report every week. God love her.
She's in the chat too.
I know. My mom is in the chat. Hi, Mom. But we actually have one review on our iTunes thing, which it just cracked me up. I was like, people actually are writing reviews. So whoever wrote the review, our one review for the Squirrel Report, thank you so much. I don't know. It just made me laugh this week.
Yep, that's right. You
can write a review for Squirrel Report on iTunes. Yeah,
not only that, you can download it and listen to it over and over and over again.
Yeah. I've heard that I need to listen to last week's report.
No, you
because
don't.
I didn't. What happened?
No, you don't.
Yeah, I totally do.
No, you don't.
What happened?
You do. Yes, you do.
Well, it turns out the Shoutcast server we used to stream the show had lost power because of the hurricane. So. And the next,
you picked a good week to take off.
Yeah, and actually, it's funny because the next day they gave me an alternative IP address to use, which actually worked. And I was like, yeah, gee, thanks, too late. But how about give me a credit? So they, you know, they gave me $2 credit for not being able to use
it. I didn't ask for a dollar.
Hey, no, $2. $2.
$2.
Split it three ways. Spread that wealth around. We're going to redistribute.
You didn't build that, Alan. Come on.
You did not build that, motherfucker.
Oh, good Lord. The next 4 years are going to be fun.
It really will. You know, I was kind of thinking silver lining about Barack Obama getting reelected. At least we get 4 more years of Joe Biden, who is really good for a laugh. He's
joking
terrific.
Joe.
Oh, God, yeah. You there, stand up.
Stand up, Chuck.
Way to go, Joe.
Great.
I'm the smartest guy in the world.
Well,
Joe Biden.
Also, yeah, heard today that Holder's thinking about not, doing another 4 years. Which would be awesome. I don't know who, whoever he gets replaced with would probably suck just as bad. But
it depends. Yeah, you're talking attorney. Are you talking Supreme Court Justice?
Well, he's stepping aside as the Attorney General so he can be nominated for the Supreme Court when one of those old liberals dies.
I don't know. I mean, I think Ginsburg's getting ready to step down.
That's what I'm saying.
I bet you she's gonna bail ASA fucking P.
Yep. Justice Holder.
Well, he's not gonna get approved.
Yeah. If the Democrats could stonewall Harriet Myers, Holder, no.
Why do you think? Why do you think? What's his fuck? Reed has said he's gonna redo the filibuster rule.
Chick, good luck with that.
Yeah.
I don't know. He might get away with it. Who the fuck knows at this point?
All I got to say is that, you know what? I've been stockpiling ammo for years. It would be a shame if I did it for nothing.
Wow.
Weird wants to collapse. Weird wants to build Thunderdome in his backyard.
Are you kidding? Oh. I've got a selection of colanders.
I gotta say, motherfuckers, Weirdington Elizabeth Beard is the Ayatollah of rock and roll.
And damn it, I look good in leather straps.
That's right. Come on. You thought Lord Humongous was ambiguously gay.
I'm like a cross between Lord Humongous and Chewbacca.
Lord Humongous is not standing on top of that dune buggy looking at tranny porn. I am just saying.
Oh boy!
God bless.
We have totally veered off.
Oh yeah. Well, it's after the election. I think what we need. We need a fun show
next week.
That's what I'm thinking.
Next
week. Okay, I'm gonna totally whip out the geek flag right now.
Oh no!
Star Trek used to do this. They would have a couple of really intense shows, and they're you could guarantee it. Just like sunrise the next day, bang, the next one would be a nice lighthearted, kind of fun show. So
one of those where they all sit around and laugh at on the bridge.
Yeah, exactly.
Fade out.
Exactly. You get a chance.
And in the end, Scotty dies because Scotty always fucking dies.
No.
No, that's Kenny.
No, Scotty got killed.
You
Scotty
killed
was Kenny. Just like Joner was the proto Jane, Scotty was the proto Kenny.
Oh,
Scotty never died.
Scotty never died.
Scotty died a bunch of times.
No, he kept what are you talking about?
No, dude.
I'm not that big of a Trek fan.
You were smoking crack or something while you were watching.
I was smoking crack, but it doesn't mean it didn't
die.
Scotty never died.
No, he kept getting he always got brought back to life, though. There was one where it was just like Doctor Who robot. And Scotty tried to beat the shit out of him, and he killed him. Somebody back me the fuck up from these motherfuckers. This shit is real.
This was weird watching.
There was at least two episodes of the original series where Scotty died.
No, there weren't.
But he got brought back to life in the episode.
No.
No, there weren't. Sorry.
Oh, Jay, call Sci-Fi right now.
Yeah, he will drive over to your house just to kick your ass. Warning you.
No, he will back me the fuck up. He'll come. Yeah, as a matter of fact.
He'll break
even though I may have been overserved, I'm driving over to Sci-Fi's house right now. I'll be there in 10 minutes. Oh, motherfuckers. I can't believe you sons of bitches. Come on, people in the chat. Come on.
Well, in the chat, they're too busy pretending they don't know you. Never heard of him before.
Yeah.
Jesus, you thought they'd... Yeah,
that was he wasn't dead. He was just passed out drunk.
He was pining for the fjords.
Yeah,
that's right. He wasn't really Scottish. He was Canadian. Not to say that Canadians won't take a drink under extreme social pressure.
Oh, please.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, a lighthearted show would be nice.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
We'll have to come up with something.
Oh, party shit. Balloons! Do we get party balloons?
No.
Oh, come on. I want to do helium.
Nope.
I like doing helium.
No, I do hydrogen instead. It's better.
I've done hydrogen once. That's fucking crazy.
Why does that not surprise me?
There's another. What's the one that's the heavy gas? It's the inert gas that's the heavy one. Shit.
Radon?
No.
Carbon monoxide?
No, it's the one, instead of making your voice real high, it makes it really low.
Oh,
that's radon.
That's nitrogen oxide.
No, it's not nitrogen oxide.
Trust me, it makes your voice
lower. I'm gonna have to get my fucking periodic table out now.
I went to college. There was a guy with a tank. I'm just saying.
J.B. Miller says argon. I trust J.B. Miller.
Yeah, but...
Bonnie says argon.
Yeah, but nitrogen oxide makes your voice go lower.
Argon, krypton, or xenon, any of those that are heavy gases.
Yeah, but nitrogen oxide is much more fun. Come on, think of Blue Velvet, motherfucker.
I've had Heineken, nitrogen
fuck
oxide.
Fuck that shit. Pabst Blue Ribbon!
Okay. Bonnie says it's argon, so it must be argon.
Okay. Yeah, but you don't get high from argon.
No, but it makes your voice sound really low.
Yeah, we're going to have to mail some argon.
So does nitrogen oxide, but you get high. I win.
Yeah, but nitrogen oxide doesn't change the sound of your voice because it's nitrogen.
Nitrous oxide does indeed change the sound of your voice.
Laughing gas.
No, it can't because it's not heavy enough. It's a... Oh, God.
Okay, maybe that was just maybe just when you do nitrous oxide, you feel like your voice gets
lower. Maybe Scotty was on nitrous oxide.
Maybe he was.
I guarantee he fucking was. He was an engineer.
He was doing whippets down in the engine room.
We lost Brita.
All right, there's got to be some YouTube for this. Give me a second.
Good Lord. Go to E-Fucked instead. All right, so are we ready to say goodnight? Oh, I got cut off again.
No, you're not.
Oh, all of a sudden there was absolutely no background noise whatsoever. I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
No, it's just dead air.
Yeah, it's just dead air.
That's just dead air. I got nothing.
I got nothing either.
I got nothing. I ordered some more ammo.
I guess we're done.
But I won't say where because fucking Marsha Coakley might be listening in. So fuck you, Marsha.
Oh, ammo. Yeah. I heard the ammo is like hard to get now in a lot of places.
Some places. What the hell is that?
I have no idea.
Maybe it was just me.
Weird, digitally raping a hyena.
Sulfur hexafluoride is what they're saying.
Okay. If we all did nitrous oxide together, we would feel like our voices got lower.
Well, yeah, that's because you're stoned.
Dude.
It's not a flaw, it's a feature.
Yeah, okay. Hey, let's hang up and go do something else.
E-fucked, here I come. Yep.
Hey, thanks for listening, everybody. If you ever want to call in and actually talk to us, that phone number is 214-530-0036. Thanks to everybody that called in. Yay, 4 years. Obama. Woohoo.
4 more years. Obama phone.
Yep.
I think I need to get me one of them.
I'm going to get me a welfare Cadillac.
That'd be nice. I'm wondering, does the Obama phone let you call Obama?
That'd be phone? Awesome.
That would be wicked. Oh,
it has an Obama button.
2 o'clock in the morning.
You can drunk dial Obama. He won't listen. He won't answer the phone, though.
I'm going to get me an Obama Chevy Volt. Oh, no. Get this. No. That's not the end of my jeans. I'm gonna get me a Chevy Volt from Obama, and I'm gonna drive it to the super secret range for the Northeast blog shoot.
You'd leave the entire undercarriage at the very top.
Only if you promise to give me a ride home, Jay.
Yeah, because when that sucker starts on fire, it's not gonna put it out.
If that sucker starts on fire, it's gonna be awesome. Yep.
Yeah, burning lithium. Hey, good night, everybody.
Yeah, good night.
Good night, Internet. I love you the most.
We'll see you as long as we're not being investigated by the Secret Service.
And if we are, we won't know.
There's just drones flying over my house all the time. Yeah.
Oh, my God! They've come to take my tampons. I use them to clean my shotgun.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Night, everybody.
Good night, Internet.